and welcome to the slightly late October edition of the BRHS 8th Hour podcast. This month, we take a look at just a slice of what's going on around the school, and we get a little spooky for the Halloween season. I'm Mitchell, and I'll be your host for this month. In this episode, we hear selections from some of the student activities that were going on in October, with samples from both the junior high speech meet and a scene from the fall play. We also get in the spirit of the season with some audio from the Halloween carnival and some creative writing of the zombie variety. All that, the in the halls question, plus some talented students take over the mic to make sure that all genres of music are represented on the October-ish edition of the BRHS podcast. Some intrepid student actors have been working hard this past month, building sets, learning their lines, and rehearsing to bring a classic piece of literature to the Bethel stage. Some of the cast joined us last week to record a taste.
Hey, we're a couple members from the cast of Don Quixote, the school play this year.
We'll be reading you a couple scenes from the play, which will be premiering on
11th and 12th of November. We look forward to entertaining you, and we hope you like the play. Wato, wato, he comes! The greatest knight alive, Don Quixote de la Mancha, and I am the greatest squire of that greatest knight, and my name is Sancho Panza. What ho, what ho!
Remember what I told you. Humor him. It's my plan. Hail, great knight.
Hail, Don Quixote.
Hail.
Hi.
Hurrah!
I am Don Quixote de la Mancha. I have come to say farewell. Like every true knight, I'm going out into the world to seek adventure, to conquer giants, trample down evil enchanters, including my great enemy, the Knight of the White Moon. I will slay dragons, rescue ladies in distress, and help the weak. Whoa, Rocinante, whoa. All this and more I'm doing for the sake of my lovely lady, Dulcinea del Toboso, for whom this knight's heart belongs. You'll hear of us for the fame of Don Quixote de la Mancha and his lovely lady, Dulcinea del Toboso, shall spread everywhere. Behold, Don Quixote rides forth into the world! Whoa. No, no, no. Back up, old fellow. Turn around. Farewell!
Farewell, Don Quixote.
Rocinante, away!
Hey, wait! Wait for Sancho! Hey, wait! Hey!
Poor, poor uncle. What's to become of him?
You'll be surprised.
Again, that was a scene from the BRHS production of Don Quixote, being staged November 11th and 12th.
My name is Brenna Rice, and this is my humorous poem that I have done for the junior high speech competition. My puppy plays piano. It's the strangest thing to see. It seems while I was practicing, he learned by watching me. He started out on chopsticks, then learned to play some Bach. It wasn't long before he knew the blues and classic rock. He also taught my kitten how, so they could play duets. And then they taught guitar and drums to all of my other pets. They formed a band and practiced hard and traveled all around, and instantly got famous for their catchy pet rock sound. They made a smash hit record, and it wasn't very long before my pets were millionaires because they wrote this song. My second poem was for the dramatic category called Peace by Henry Vagan. My soul, there is a country far beyond the stars where stands a winged sentry, all skillful in the wars. There, above noise and danger, sweet peace sits crowned with smiles. And one, born in a manger, commands the beauteous files. He is thy gracious friend, and oh, soul awake, did in my love descend to die here for thy sake? If you canst get but thither, There grows the flower of peace, the rose that cannot wither, thy fortress and thy ease. Leave then thy foolish ranges, for none can thee secure, but one who never changes, thy God, thy life, thy cure.
My name is Tamron Hodge, and I am doing two short poems by David Ignato. I did these for the junior high speech competition. The first one is called The Bagel. I stopped to pick up the bagel, rolling away in the wind, annoyed with myself for having dropped it, as though it were a portent. Faster and faster it rolled, with me running after it, bent low, gritting my teeth. Doubled over, I found myself head over heels, one complete somersault after another. Like a bagel. And strangely, happy with myself. The second one is called Information. This tree has 2,000,075 leaves. Perhaps I missed a leaf or two, but I do feel triumphant in having persisted in counting by hand, branch by branch, and marked down on paper with each total. Adding them up was a pleasure I could understand. I did something on my own that was not dependent on others. And to count the leaves on trees is not less meaningful than to count the stars, as astronomers are always doing. I found one tree that is finite. I should just try counting the hairs on my head. And you too. We could swap information.
We just celebrated Halloween here at BRHS, and the last couple of weeks have seen lots of creepy costumes in the halls and spooky writing in more than a few classrooms. With zombies all the rage, Mrs. Hagedorn's comp classes imagined some undead scenarios around Bethel, and we'd like to share an example with you now.
Your lazy butt down the stairs right now. Your dad will be here in 5 minutes,
yelled my mom. Yeah, right. Dad's always late for everything. My basketball games, my speech competition, and even to see me off to prom. I'm sure I have another hour, I replied.
Now, you know your father loves you. He just loses track of time sometimes.
Whatever, I yelled as I walked out.
I slammed the door and was hit by the fresh, crisp Anchorage, Alaskan air. I've never got along with my dad ever since he left my mom when I was 7. 10 minutes later, my dad rolls up, although I could smell the burning oil coming from the exhaust of my dad's old Chevy truck 5 minutes before.
Daddy!
Screeched Amanda, my younger sister.
She's only 12, so she didn't quite know how my father leaving us affected us. She was just a young preteen who loves everything.
Hi, sweetheart,
my father said as he picked her up and gave her a kiss on her forehead. I have a lot planned for us up in Fairbanks. Just 2 weeks of you, Junior, and I.
Stop calling me Junior! My name's David!
I screamed at my dad. I hated being called Junior because it reminded me that I'm named after my idiotic father. I threw my bags in the back and hopped into the truck.
Alrighty, say goodbye to your mother, my dad instructed us.
Bye, Mommy. I love you so much,
Amanda said.
I love you too, baby. I love you, David,
my mother responded. Yep, whatever. See ya, I muttered.
My dad jumped in the truck's cabin. We were on our way. The long, awkward 7-hour drive up to Fairbanks. As we left the driveway, things started to get weird. We saw a man staggering down the road, and he looked horrible.
He was pale as snow, and he had dark circles around his eyes. His clothes were tattered and dirty, but my dad was too much of a jerk to stop and help him. I fall asleep, thinking nothing about it.
That's where I made one of the worst decisions of my life.
I wake up about halfway to Fairbanks to the radio playing to some teen pop song my sister liked.
I reach forward over the seat to change the station to the Weather Channel, wanting to know what the weather would be like in Fairbanks.
I had some plans to meet up with some girls, if the weather was nice.
I push the scanner button, and it switches over to a news station.
On other news, there has been reports that strange behavior of many large groups of people in Anchorage. People are warned to stay inside and contact authorities if you see any of these weird people in your area. There have been reports that they are Zog. That's all we heard when the radio went blank.
Huh. I wonder what's up with the radio. Oh well. Ha ha ha.
Does anything work in this piece of...
Okay, son, I'm sick of it. At least try to have fun, oh. I'm trying, okay? All I'm trying to do is bond with my son and daughter, and right now you're not making it very fun. So grow up, be mature, and have fun.
Maybe my dad was right. Maybe I should lighten up on him. I mean, he is my father and all. I just don't see how I can forgive him for what he did.
We were arriving to Fairbanks, and my dad seemed to have a confused look.
What's wrong, Dad?
Oh, nothing, buddy. Just, it should be rush hour right now, and do you see cars? Because I don't.
That was true. We haven't seen one single person since the weird people back home. Which I thought was odd, but whatever. Maybe my dad's clock was all, and his truck was all messed up.
So, you guys hungry? Asked my dad. We can stop by my Walmart that has a McDonald's and get a bite to eat. We can also get some shakes for later.
Sounds great, Daddy,
Amanda proclaimed.
David, that sound good?
Yeah, sure.
Now, it was about 5:30 p.m., so you would have thought the Walmart would be packed. But as we drove up, we see three cars in the parking area.
As we walked into Walmart, you could feel the tension and stress in the air. Even my sister looked a bit shocked.
Yo, foo, you bit?
A tall black man yelled from behind a counter. Excuse me? My father said.
You alive, or are you alive?
The man responded. We're alive, yeah. Pretty sure we're alive, I yelled.
Okay, I believe you. Zombies can't talk.
You tripping or something, brother? Zombies aren't real, I responded.
Wait, you don't know what happened?
The black man said.
Oh boy, do I have a lot of explaining to do.
As the man we had just met explained how a zombie virus has spread in Anchorage and almost everybody died and rose again, all I could think about is how I left my mother. I didn't even get a chance to say goodbye. I didn't even tell her that I loved her.
Hey, you guys. We have to start boarding up. The zombies are going to be here in at least 2 days. We have to get ready. If you really think we're going to survive right now, you guys are a bunch of dumb butts.
As the day passed, we met a lot of interesting people. Armando, the black guy who we learned was a police officer. Kat, a short white hair, white girl with a nose ring who was a social worker. Billy, a redneck with curly hair, glasses, and braces who was a construction worker. And Dr. Hart, an Asian doctor who was only in Fairbanks for a few weeks till all the zombie stuff started. I woke up the next morning to Dr. Hart trying to inject me with some type of fluid.
What the heck are you doing?
I yelled in fright.
Sorry, it's just, I gave everyone the shot. It will make you 10 times as strong.
Whatever, I'm probably gonna die anyways.
Now that's the spirit.
Ahem!
Kat screamed. Everybody to the stations, it's gonna be a long, bumpy ride.
My dad yelled.
I saw my first zombie.
Pow! Pow!
I shot twice. The zombie fell.
Yeah, suck it! I screamed.
David, hurry up, or you're going to be late.
My mom yelled from downstairs. Wait, what?
I ran downstairs and hugged my mom.
Oh, Mom, I love you so much. So much, I cried.
Okay, laughed my mom. I love you, sweetie. Now hurry up. Your dad's waiting outside. Okay, I love you, Mom. I yelled as I ran out the door to a fun spring break with my dad. Turns out it was all just a dream.
And now, for this month's In the Hall question.
Permanent fund dividend checks got distributed this month. And for the In the Halls question, once we got the new recorders figured out...
Is it recording right now?
No. I don't know.
Yes. Okay.
We asked people if they got to spend their PFDs, and if so, what they spent them on.
Do you get a PFD?
Yes, I do.
What is this? Are you allowed to spend your PFD?
Only half of it, and the other half goes to my college account.
What do you spend your PFD on?
Sports trips.
I wouldn't. I'd sleep on it.
I buy snow machine parts with my...
Sorry, Brandon.
Go away.
Is that how you spend your PFD?
No, you gotta go away.
Honestly, I would save my PFD so I could pay for master's classes.
You wanted to spend it. You spend it on master's classes?
Yeah, because they're very expensive.
Okay. $50. I only get $50 out of it.
Your life sucks.
Well,
my parents save it for college.
How would you spend your PFD?
I would buy the poor houses and food for the hungry.
How would you spend your PFD?
Oh.
I'd buy a boat and crash it.
I know.
I spend on clothes and stuff.
What do you spend your PFD on?
Useful things.
Like?
I bought my school laptop last year with my PFD. Well, not school, but a laptop, I guess. And I bought clothes with my PFD.
Clothes.
Okay, go.
Oh, I'd buy an iPod, clothes. Probably have to save the rest of it for college.
I'd spend my PFD probably, I actually already spent most of it, on plane tickets to Anchorage for the family, and a hotel and rental car, and probably that's a Christmas present, and going out to eat, so.
All right.
Sam. Sam I am. That Sam I am. That Sam I am. I do not like that Sam I am. Do you like tobacco products, Sam? I do not like them, Sam I am. I do not like tobacco products. Would you like them here or there? I would not like them here or there. I would not like them anywhere. I do not like tobacco products. I do not like them, Sam I am. Would you like them in a house? Would you like them with a mouse? I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like tobacco products. I do not like them, Sam I am. Would you like them in a box? Would you like them with a fox? Not in a box, not with a fox, not in a house, not with a mouse. I would not like them here or there. I would not like them anywhere. I could not, would not like tobacco products. I do not like them, Sam I am. Would you, could you, in a car? Like them, here they are. I would not, could not, in a car. You may like them, you will see. You may like them in a tree. I would not, could not in a tree, not in a car, you let me be. I do not like them in a box, I do not like them with a fox. I do not like them in a house, I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there, I do not like them anywhere. I do not like tobacco products, I do not like them, Sam I am. I do not like tobacco products, I do not like them, Sam I am. Oh, okay, I don't like them either.
The BRHS Halloween Carnival was last Friday, the 28th, and we thought it would be fun to send some of our junior high contributors to the event with recorders in hand. This is some of what they found.
Hi, this is Brenna Rice, and I am interviewing Maslin Dice, the president of the 7th grade. Maslin. How do you like the carnival that you have produced for 7th grade booths?
I think it's been going really well, and it looks like really fun.
How are you liking the carnival, and has anybody else said anything about it?
I've heard a lot of positive feedback, and I think just in general it's really fun, and it's got a very positive energy.
Would there be anything you would change about the carnival?
Not that I can think of, really. I mean, I wish there were more people wearing costumes, but that's it.
Awesome. Anything else?
No.
Thank you. We are entering the haunted house. Apparently there's already a group in here. Jackie, keep on moving. A bunch of strobe lights. There's a bunch of guys jumping out. Jackie, hurry up.
This way.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people. and something, I guess.
Whoa, come on.
Let's get in here.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I can't move.
Don't be afraid of my stuff on your hand, dude.
Yeah, please move your hands, dude. I have high heels on. Thank you, thank you.
I'm
sorry.
In here.
Oh, ow. Watch your hands. Watch fingers, thank you.
This way.
Which way?
I'm scared, I want to go.
Nice costume. Good job, you guys. All doing great. Keep moving.
Hold on tight.
Nice. Nice costume, dude. Penny, go. Good job. That's really nice. Good job. That's a nice costume.
You can either go right or left. Take one. You guys' choice. You guys can go whichever, anybody.
Well, there's people in that part.
Morgan, are you okay?
Nice.
Come on.
Just
go.
There's little kids here.
Don't scare them, they're crying, please.
I'm sorry, you guys, but there's little kids who are crying.
Don't scare them, they're crying. Don't scare them, it's okay.
Come on, you guys.
It's okay. It's alright. Don't scare them.
It's all right, you guys.
Don't scare them. They're crying.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't get a chance to go in the haunted house. The line was too long. So I did my shifts, and then I did some games. And Brenna interviewed a lot of people. And, yeah, and what's her name? Brenna went in the haunted house. She went in the jail. She said it stunk like heck. Oofty. She said it stunk like, whatchamacallit? Onions. Yeah. So, I'll get back to you later. Thank you. Bye.
Here I go. Street letters reppin' B-Town in the 9072. Halloween flow, I got the beat going boo. Cuckoo could shoot, cause I am the walrus. See me in the sky, what can you really call this? I got the game on lock, don't take that as a shock. Think you're good, I'll throw you out like a holy sock. Rapping in the school, trying to make the podcast cool. I got the dumb flow, don't take me as a fool. How bad do you want it? Me, I want it bad. If I take your spot, don't you get mad. I got a lot of talent, don't forget about my skill. Known to be the best, and I keep it real. I ain't got a twin, but I'm flowing like there's two of me. You saying there's someone better? I'm wondering who it be. Want to hear me rap? Hit me up with the text. For now, listen, because AP Dub is next.
Listen, KJK is electrifying. Every time he spits, other rappers dying. No one compares to BET rap. Every other town smells like a dirty crack. We flow so smooth, wavy hairdo. They're just crashing on waves like a sea dew. No one sees eye to eye with me. I'm 5'4", grin spread sea to sea. Beats gone wild, nothing's what it seems. Kids getting all scared, Halloween. Oh look, it's time for dinner. I better go get a salad, I'm getting thinner. Thick Smith, getting hungry. Time for him to eat the beat like it's really crunchy. AP Dub taking over B-Town. I'm going in, see the shine on my crown. Monkey see and monkey do, I'm doing it now, how about you? See me here, the last man standing. You're going out like Peyton Manning. I'm number one, what you gonna do? Your Miami Heat, your number two. You can handle me like tsunami. Watch you haters call for mommy. Tyler, when you hear him scream, wrapping up his Benny B.
Everybody looking like they don't know what's going on. It's the time of you and killers get they creeping on. Dressing like clowns, they chopping off heads. My only goal now is not to end up dead. Do is stay quiet, keep it on the lock. They jumping out my closet saying it's my time. I'm the winner and they wanna give me a killer prize. I can't stop now, man, I'm about to go blind. Hope the snow comes fast, I need to find a place to hide. I'm running, looking back, cause I don't know if this is real or am I just dreaming. Everybody look like I'm going crazy, cause it's all in my head. I can't sleep and you know I haven't eaten. Is this real, man, or am I still dreaming? One more thing before they come and take me away to my grave. The podcast dropping November 1st. Don't make no noise or else I'll find you first. They creeping in the woods and they driving in a hearse. If you hear them coming, just go ahead, expect the worst.
You just heard some Halloween freestyle from Kyle, Alfred, and Brett, and that will wrap it up for this end of October edition of the Beer HS 8th Hour podcast. We'd like to thank everyone who helped put the podcast together this month. And for Mike, Wyatt, Brenna, Avery, Amber, and Mr. P, I'm Mitchell, saying thanks for downloading, and look for us again around Thanksgiving for another episode. We'll leave you this month with some audio from the Mix It Up lunch activity from a few weeks ago. Thanks again for listening, and go Warriors. Thank you.